This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Rosa Parks. I say the name, and immediately you probably flash back to your Black History Month education, where you heard about the woman who refused to move to the back of the bus. But before Rosa Parks, there was Claudette Colvin. When she was 15, she refused to give up her bus seat to a white person. 9 months before, Rosa Parks did the very same thing. But it was Parks who made the history books for her act of defiance. Why is that? Well, I spoke with Jean Theo Harris about it. She's a professor at Brooklyn College and author of the book, The Rebellious Life of Mrs. Rosa Parks. Turns out that that December night that Rosa made her bus stand, that was not planned, but it wasn't accidental either.
She had made stands on the bus before. Some bus drivers would make Black people pay in the front, but then get off the bus and reboard from the back, so they never even walk next to white people. She refused to do that. She'd been kicked off the bus both by this bus driver, James Blake, and by other bus drivers in the past for refusing to do that. So it's not planned. On the other hand, it's not, she's not some accidental, accidental hero.
So when Rosa Parks died in October 2005, she became the first woman and the second African-American to lie in honor at the nation's capital. She really did become a symbol of the civil rights movement, but she was just a woman, just one of many, actually, who refused to give up her seat on a bus. And I'm wondering, why do you think her act of defiance went viral, so to speak?
Well, I think the first thing we need to understand is there's an accumulation. So as you mentioned, 9 months before she makes her stand, a 15-year-old girl by the name of Claudette Colvin refuses to give up her seat on a Montgomery bus, is arrested, is manhandled by police. And the community at first is outraged, but ultimately no sort of mass movement ensues. And that's partly because, I would argue, a distrust of young people. Colvin is, she's poor, she's not, some people feel like she's not the right symbol. But I also think we wouldn't get what happens when Rosa Parks is arrested if Claudette Colvin hadn't done what she did and other people hadn't done what they did. So Colvin is not the first person to refuse to give up her seat on the bus and get arrested. A decade earlier, a woman by the name of Viola White refuses to give up her seat in 1944, decides to pursue a legal case. Parks knows this case. Many of the people who will become leaders in the Montgomery bus boycott, you know, work on this case too. There's a longer history that is accumulating that gets people to the breaking point on December 1st and December 2nd and December 3rd, right? The boycott will start December 5th, 1955. So part of it is accumulation. Part of it is, again, who Rosa Parks is. She's 42 that day. She's married, she's active in her church, and she's politically active. So people trust her. They know her. She's a working class woman, right? So Montgomery's working class Black West Side sees themselves as her. She's also kind of middle class in demeanor. So Montgomery's Black middle class also can see themselves in Rosa Parks. So there's a lot of reasons that come together that night.
So we still live in very divisive times, socially and politically. And I'm wondering, what lessons do you think we should take from the legacy of this woman, Rosa?
I mean, the title of my book is taken from a quote from her that she had a life history of being rebellious. And I think part of what we can learn from her is that is a similar kind of commitment, a similar kind of steadfastness, right? So decade after decade after decade, and many times not being able to see that change would happen in her lifetime, she keeps going. And I think that's a real lesson for us today.
Did it change your life to write this book?
Yeah. And I mean, I've been thinking a lot about her in the past couple of years, right, as things seem very bleak. Part of what's courageous about her bus stand is actually that she's made stands before, other people have made stands before. There's nothing to suggest that night that anything good's going to come out of it, and yet she still does it, right? So I think even though every elementary schooler learns that Rosa Parks was courageous, I think what actually made her courageous was that kind of, like, tenacious persistence, right? The ability to keep making steps, even though you can't necessarily see that something's going to change, but you just, it's too important not to be showing that you don't agree.
Jean Theo Harris is a professor at Brooklyn College and author of the book, The Rebellious Life of Mrs. Rosa Parks. Thank you so much, Jean, for sharing your time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can find all of our Black History Month coverage at gpbnews.org. This is 88.5.
December 1st, 1955, our freedom movement came alive. And because of Sister Rose, you know, we don't ride on the back of the bus no more. Sister Rose, she was tired one day after a hard day on her job, when all she wanted was a well-deserved rest, not a scene from an angry mob. A bus driver said, lady, you got to get up, cause a white person wants that seat. But Miss Rose, she said, no, not no more, I'm gonna stay right here and rest my feet.